MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 25, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Lin Man missing in Mexico. Local author to speak at State House.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, a North Shore volleyball team just keeps on winning. Plus some high school football. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Sun and clouds near 70 today. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 8:40 a.m. and 9:01 p.m. The November election in Beverly will feature the race for mayor, with incumbent Mike Cahill looking to remain in office. He's being challenged by political newcomer Jamie Zarella. Also on the ballot in Beverly are three ballot questions. One of them deals with changing the two-year term for mayor to a four-year term. The Salem News is reporting today that Danvers author Dan Gagnon will be speaking at the State House today as part of the Salem State Library's Author Talk series. Gagnon will be discussing his book, A Salem Witch, The Trial, Execution, and Exoneration of Rebecca Nurse. Gagnon was a guest on the History Camp show and told viewers that although Salem and Danvers may be well known for witch trials, this was something that was happening across Europe at the same time.
Salem is what comes to mind first, and there's a good reason for that, but it certainly does not begin in colonial America by any means. In fact, the largest witch hunts and series of witch trials are European, in northern France, in the German states at that point in time, and also there are many in England, which would have most influenced the New England colonists. But this is a unfortunate but long-standing series of events, and this was widespread in Protestant areas of Europe, Catholic areas of Europe since the Reformation, in Protestant England with the Anglican Church as well.
Danvers author Dan Gagnon. A Lin Man has been reported as missing in Mexico. WCVB-TV is reporting that his family in Lin reported to Lin police that 46-year-old Salomon Monfiston, who was in Tijuana visiting his sister, never got on his flight Sunday to come home. A witness reportedly has told the family that he was seen being forced into a car by a group of men in Mexico. The Daily Item is reporting that 47-year-old Maurice Fussell of Lynn has been charged with murder stemming from a September incident that left a 40-year-old man dead. Newburyport City Councilor Afros Khan was a guest on MSO News earlier this week, and she was asked what hot-button topic comes to mind.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I always bring it up. This is an issue since the pandemic or before the pandemic is short-term rentals. And we are now finally getting to a point where I believe we're finding consensus and a meeting point on passing some ordinance in our zoning. But, you know, I do feel badly in 2019 when the state started allowing the taxing of STRUs as part of the rooms tax. We knew as communities that there was an opportunity now to have an understanding of the kind of breadth of STRU's prevalence in one's community. But it did take us a while and some failed attempts on trying to do a zoning that would meet the needs and the approval of 11 counselors. So we had a very public failed attempt that I felt... I was one of the ones that didn't let it happen last year. I feel like now we are getting to a point where I'm feeling like I could put my support behind it. And I feel like we're getting close. So that's the big thing right now. It is something even when I am canvassing, I am surprised that when you come to a city council meeting or committee meeting on STRUs, it's a packed room. However, door to door, and I am canvassing quite a bit, people don't know what's going on. So I'm telling them, hey, FYI, we're working on short-term rentals. What's your thought behind them? What do you think? And that's what I always want to tell people. I don't know, another fellow counselor once said there's a 90-10 rule where 90% of the folks might be coming into the space, but they only represent 10% of the perspective. I don't know if you've ever heard that. But and that's where I think it goes back to what we said before. How are people really knowing about an issue? How are we as counselors making decisions based on who's in the room?
That's Newburyport City Councilor at Large Afros Khan. The Gloucester Times has a story today by Ethan Foreman featuring the Twin Light Smokehouse. This is a woman-owned business that has created an additional market for local seafood, smoked fish, The owners are Donna Marshall of Rockport and her daughter, Melissa Marshall of Gloucester. Manchester by the Sea has a new library director. She is Cynthia Gamel, who had previously worked at the Worcester Library. And the Newburyport Library also has a new director. The Daily News reports that Kevin Bork was hired last week. He's currently library director in Boxford. Bill Newell on sports is next with a variety of local sports updates.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. I'm Bill Newell. The Bruins beat the Blackhawks last night in Chicago 3-0. The team is off to a 5-0 start this season. The Bruins return home tomorrow night to host the Ducks. The Celtics start the regular season tonight in New York against the Knicks. And the Patriots play at Miami on Sunday, another 1 o'clock kickoff. Tomorrow night in North Shore football, Thursday night, St. Mary's will host Archbishop Williams at Manning Field at 6. The Spartans are young, but they're also 5-2. Coach Sean Driscoll.
Yeah, it's a young football team. I think we've been maturing each week and getting better each week. And I think as far as competing, our kids have been competing real well, not only in practice during the week, but it's kind of parlayed into the games too, which has been really good to see on both sides of the football. We've been fortunate that we've gotten better each week, and we've, for the most part, can keep that momentum going.
How does St. Mary's coach Sean Driscoll see this Archbishop Williams matchup tomorrow night?
They're very tough. They're physical. They have a couple of good backs, and they're well coached. And we're going to have our hands full. It's our senior night at home. It's playing on a Thursday in a short week, and how we recovered after a very physical game with Cardinalstown the week before. So, it should be interesting. They're a good, like I said, they're a good team, and it's always a good game when we play.
St. Mary's football coach Sean Driscoll. Two top North Shore field hockey teams met yesterday, and Danvers ended up beating Gloucester 1-0. The Marblehead golf team captured the D2 North State title yesterday, and the Ipswich volleyball team just keeps on winning. They are 16-0, and they have won 14 of those 16 matches by 3-0 scores. Coach Stacy Lawrence.
So one of our first losses that first set that we dropped was actually our first game against Pentucket, and I think it was actually really good for our kids. I know that sounds really funny coming from a coach that, we dropped a set, but I think doing that our first match, I've got a lot of returners from the state championship team from last year, and so just to kind of get that first set loss out of the way and be like, okay, it's there, we lost our first set, we're moving on, and it was a really good learning point, and to also kind of remind them what it's like to lose a set, and kind of how much that it doesn't feel great and what we can do better, and use that as a teachable moment. So that definitely was our first one, but then, I think it speaks to the testament and the strength of our team this year, as well as maybe myself not doing that great of a job scheduling some tougher non-league opponents, but we're definitely going in and we're putting pressure on teams really early. I'm able to get the rest of my roster in. I'm able to get some JV players in because my starters are just setting the tone so early and so quickly that we're able to 3-0 teams, which is really fun as a program.
Ipswich has won 2 state volleyball titles, and they set their goal this year for what?
First day of the season, once teams are set, I sit down with my teams and we talk about what our expectations are for the year. And especially going last season, we talked about it too, and just kind of, we've used the phrase, the target on our back. And so we have really been like, hey, this could be an opportunity for you, but you have to be the one to decide that you want it. It's not going to happen. It's not just going to appear on your doorstep. Everybody's going to fight you tooth and nail because we have 2 banners up in the gym. You're going to have to work harder in order to earn that. And so I think our kids have really bought into that. And I know I talked about this last time I was on, but our motto, all out, all game, all season, which is created by our captains for what they feel like our team needs. And I really feel like that is a testament to we're not being complacent. We are giving everything we got every time we step into the gym, no matter if that's 50% because we had a rough day or if that's 110% because we're given over and beyond what we can. So I think they really do a really good job with that and being able to push themselves as well as not just coming from the coaches, but they're holding themselves accountable as well.
Ipswich volleyball coach Stacy Lawrence. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.